Okay, I want you to try a little thought experiment with me to kick things off today.
Oh, I like this.
Close your eyes. Seriously, just for a second. Imagine you're unwrapping a lollipop.
Uh-huh.
You get that, you know, that really specific, bright, sugary peach smell.
Yep, I know the one.
You pop it in your mouth, you get that first hit of sugar, the texture of the hard candy, all pretty normal stuff. But the moment, and I mean the exact moment, your teeth clamp down on it.
Okay.
You don't just taste peach anymore. Suddenly, you hear the wrapper, Ice Spice.
And just to be clear, for everyone listening, we're not talking about a speaker on the table.
No, not at all. No earbuds, no headphones resting on your temples. You are hearing her voice, like echoing directly inside your head.
It's a complete sensory contradiction.
Right. It feels like something out of a cyberpunk novel. You stop biting, the music stops, you bite down again, the beat drops.
It sounds completely impossible, like some kind of magic.
Yeah.
But based on the source material we have in front of us, this isn't fiction. This is CES 2026.
It is real, it's very weird, and it's apparently delicious. Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Today we're looking at a brand new gadget fresh from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, it's from a company called Lava Tech Brands, and they're calling it the Lollipop Star.
Which is, I have to say, a very friendly name for what's actually a confusing, fascinating, and, well, kind of a troubling piece of engineering.
It is. So for this deep dive, we're basing our discussion on a really great article called Lollipop Star, The Evolution of Bone Conduction Confectionery. It's by an author named Majid and his AI co-pilot, Inspector Gemini.
And our mission today is to unpack this $9 gadget.
Right. We need to figure out how a piece of candy can possibly work as a speaker. But also tackle the bigger question, is this the future of media or just an environmental disaster waiting to happen?
And that's really the core tension, isn't it? Because on one hand, the cool factor is just off the charts. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
But as you get into the analysis from Majid, there's this this massive elephant in the room when it comes to sustainability.
It's huge. And we are going to get to the doom and gloom, I promise. But my first reaction when I saw this, I just smiled. I mean, it's 2026. We were promised flying cars, and we got musical candy instead.
It's not quite the jetpack future we were all sold in the 50s, is it?
Not at all. But I'll take it for the novelty alone. So let's start with the magic, because the author actually uses that word. How does a hard candy play music?
Well, if you look at the pictures, it just looks like a normal lollipop, maybe with a slightly chunkier stick.
Right.
But that plastic stick is basically a Trojan horse. It's not just there to keep your fingers clean. Inside that little plastic tube is a whole miniaturized tech stack.
Tech stack. That sounds so serious for a lollipop.
But it's accurate. I mean, you've got a miniature PCB, a printed circuit board, a tiny battery, and a vibration actuator, all crammed into a space that's maybe 4 millimeters wide.
That is just incredible miniaturization. So the PCB is the brain, right?
Correct, yep. It holds the music file, controls everything, the battery powers it, but the real star is the actuator. So in your normal headphones, you have a little speaker cone that pushes air, and that air hits your eardrum.
Right, air conduction. Simple enough.
This thing doesn't push air, it just vibrates. It turns the electrical signal into pure vibration.
And that leads to how you actually use it, because the source is very clear. You can't just hold it. You have to bite down.
And specifically, with your rear molars, that's what the instructions say, you have to clamp down on it firmly.
Why the back teeth?
It's all about the connection to your jawbone. Mm. Your molars are anchored really deep in there. So when you bite, you create this solid physical bridge for the vibrations to travel from the stick into your tooth enamel.
And enamel is super hard.
One of the hardest substances in your body. So it conducts that vibration incredibly well. From the tooth, it goes into your jawbone.
Okay.
And your jawbone basically becomes a transmission line, a highway for sound. It carries those vibrations right past your outer ear, past the eardrum.
And straight into the cochlea, the inner ear.
Directly. It completely bypasses the front door and goes in through a side window, so to speak. Your cochlea is filled with fluid, and when your skull vibrates, that fluid ripples, and your brain just interprets that as music.
That is so wild to think about. You are literally hearing with your skeleton.
Precisely.
So if I'm standing next to someone eating one of these, I wouldn't hear anything.
You might hear a tiny, like, mosquito-level buzz if you were right next to their face. But basically, no. It's a private concert.
Wow.
Majid, the author, calls it an unforgettable sensory experience because of how it feels. The sound doesn't have a direction.
Right, because there's no left or right ear. It's not stereo.
Exactly. With bone conduction through the jaw, the sound just feels like it's originating from inside your skull.
It's the voice in your head, but it finally has a good soundtrack.
It's immersive, almost disorienting. The source calls it a sophisticated audio system where your body is the conductor, you are part of the circuit, doesn't work without you.
I love that. It makes you feel like a cyborg for eating a snack. Okay, but let's talk content. This is a circuit board, not like a Bluetooth receiver.
Yeah.
I can't stream my own playlist to it, can I?
No, and that's a really crucial part of the business model. It's a closed system. The article stresses that it's an exclusive flavor artist pairing.
So the music is hard-coded onto the chip.
Yep. You buy the flavor, you get the artist that comes with it. End of story.
You know what that reminds me of? Those little hit clips from the early 2000s?
Yes. That's a perfect comparison. It's physical media, which is almost unheard of in 2026. It's a throwback to actually owning a track, even if it's just for 20 minutes.
So what's on the menu? What are my options if I walk into a store?
Well, LavaTech brands clearly went for a wide appeal. They launched with three combos. First, as you mentioned, is the peach flavor.
And that's Ice Spice.
Correct. Hitting that Gen Z meme culture market. Very current.
Excellent. What else?
Then you have lime flavor, which is paired with Armani White. So, you know, high energy, hype beast kind of vibe. But then there's the blueberry flavor.
I'm almost scared to ask.
Blueberry comes with classic hits from Akon.
Akon. Like, smack that Akon.
The one and only.
Wait, hold on. Is Akon considered classic now? That just made my knees hurt.
Time comes for us all. It makes sense, right? The 2000s are to 2026 what the 80s were to the 2010s. It's retro. It's millennial dad rock.
Wow. That is a painful reality check. So here's a question. A lollipop doesn't last forever. What gives out first, the candy or the battery?
That's actually a specific design feature. The battery and the playlist are engineered to last between 20 and 30 minutes.
So timed.
Perfectly timed, according to them, to how long it takes to finish the candy. So once the candy's gone, the music's over.
There's something almost poetic about that. Ephemeral media. But it also brings us to the price. $9.
$9 US.
For one lollipop. I mean, I'll pay $7 for a coffee, but $9 for a piece of candy feels aggressive. Who is this for?
The source material positions it as a gift for tech enthusiasts or a party showstopper.
Ah, so it's a novelty item.
Totally. It's not your daily audio driver. You're not throwing out your AirPods to buy a bag of Akon lollipops for the commute.
It's the thing you bring to a party to blow everyone's mind for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Here, bite this. It sounds like Armani White.
Exactly. It's a magic trick. You're paying for the surprise, not the audio fidelity.
But, and this is where the fun starts to fade. This is where we get to the Inspector Gemini side of the article. Because when that magic trick is over, you're left holding something.
Yes. And this is where Majid gets very critical. He calls it the elephant in the room. And in 2026, it is a very, very big elephant. E-waste.
Because you're not just throwing away a paper stick.
No. You're throwing away everything we just talked about. A lithium battery, a printed circuit board with copper and gold, an actuator with rare earth magnets.
All of that is going straight in the trash.
Every single time. After a 20-minute experience, those components are going right into a landfill.
And let's be real. Nobody is going to carefully disassemble a sticky, saliva-covered lollipop stick to recycle the parts.
Of course not. It's a fantasy to think otherwise. It goes in the bin, the battery corrodes, and those chemicals just leach into the ground.
And the context of 2026 is so important here. We're more aware than ever about supply chains, about the environmental cost of mining lithium and making chips.
Right. To manufacture a complex electronic device, ship it halfway across the world, and sell it with the specific intention of it being used for 20 minutes and then thrown away.
Ah.
It's just a kind of disposable opulence.
Disposable opulence. I like that.
It's just so hard to justify. I mean, from an environmental perspective, it's a nightmare. We've spent a decade trying to get rid of single-use straws.
And this is like single-use circuitry.
It's exponentially worse. Mm-hmm. You're taking these finite, high-grade materials and turning them into immediate garbage for a quick sugar rush. The source is very firm on this. They say while the experience is magical, the sustainability factor is a significant drawback.
It's such a conflict. Because the engineering is amazing. Fitting a sound system and a tiny stick is undeniably cool.
It is cool.
And on the other hand, it's just this gross display of wastefulness.
And that's often the tension with new tech, but it's rarely this stark. You know, you buy a phone, you use it for 2-3 years, you get thousands of hours of value. This is a product designed to be e-waste in under half an hour.
So what's the final verdict from the article? Do they say, don't buy it?
It's kind of a split decision. As a proof of concept, it's brilliant, it works, but as a consumer product, it's really problematic. The author's final take is that it's an unforgettable sensory experience, but the environmental cost is hard to swallow.
Pun intended, I'm sure.
I think so.
So let's zoom out. Even if the lollipop star is an environmental mess, the technology behind it is real. That miniaturization is real. What does that mean for the bigger picture?
That's the really fascinating part. If you strip away the candy and the waste, what this proves is that bone conduction has reached a point of, well, invisibility.
Right. If they could stick a sound system in a lollipop, where else can they put it?
Exactly. We're not just talking about those big, clunky headsets anymore. We're talking about audio seamlessly integrated into everyday objects.
I'm thinking about medical uses.
Oh, absolutely. Think about hearing aids. Imagine a dental retainer for someone with hearing loss that conducts sound through their teeth. It's invisible, comfortable.
Or in sports, like a mouth guard for a quarterback.
Yes. The coach could speak directly into their head, but their ears would be open to hear what's happening on the field.
Which is a huge safety advantage. You get comms, but you still have situational awareness.
The lollipop star is a toy. But the engineering proves audio can be hidden in plain sight or plain bite.
Okay. But it is important to remember what the source said about quality. This isn't for audiophiles.
No, not at all. And that's just physics. Bone conduction will never sound as rich as air conduction. You lose the bass response. You don't get that thump.
Because it's vibrating bone, not moving air.
Right. It sounds more internal, a bit like when you plug your ears and hum.
Yeah, it's that rumbly inside your head feeling.
Exactly. So people aren't trading in their high-end headphones for a blueberry Akon lollipop to appreciate the production quality.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
I don't think my fillings can handle high-fidelity bass.
But it raises an interesting question about value, right? LavaTech isn't selling audio quality. They're selling that wow moment, that magic trick.
It's experience-first technology. It's not about, does this sound the best? It's, does this feel the coolest?
Precisely. And for $9, they're betting people will pay for that cool factor, even knowing it's wasteful.
It's the Instagram factor. You buy it to post about it.
Exactly.
So to recap our deep dive today, based on Majid and Inspector Gemini's work, we have the lollipop star, a $9 candy that plays Ice Spice through your jawbone using bone conduction.
It works surprisingly well, creates that voice in your head feeling, but it also creates immediate toxic e-waste the second you finish it.
A marvel of engineering wrapped in an environmental nightmare.
That sums it up perfectly.
It feels like such a 2026 problem to have. My candy is too high-tech and it's hurting the planet. It really is.
So before we wrap, I want to leave you, our listener, with one last thought. We've been talking about music and entertainment, but think about the business model.
Oh, I see where this is going.
If an advertiser can put cheap audio hardware inside a disposable, edible product, are we looking at a future where our food doesn't just nourish us, but literally speaks commercials to us while we eat?
That is a horrifying thought.
Imagine biting into a burger and the wrapper, or maybe the bun itself, starts vibrating your teeth. Hey, did you know you can supersize this for just $2?
This lunch brought to you by just echoing inside your skull while you chew. That's truly dystopian.
It's not that far-fetched, is it? The lollipop star proves the tech is there. It's cheap enough. The only thing stopping it is, well, hopefully our collective refusal to bite down on it.
Let's really hope we draw the line at musical candy.
Agreed. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the weird world of bone conduction confectionery. Keep an eye out for what dumb object gets smart next. We'll catch you in the next one.
Take care.